This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Allumbaugh Heating and Cooling. Spring and warmer temperatures are coming to Missouri. Thawing ice in the north will be headed toward the state in the form of river water. The February conference call for the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division focused on soil moisture content as an article of concern.
Almost the entire Missouri River Basin has an above normal soil moisture condition. The Dakotas were in the 99 percentile, according to one estimate, over the past 50 years, I believe. This is in the top 1% of the 50 years with regard to how wet it is.
Kevin Lau spoke for National Weather Service.
Basically, what that does is it gives us a much higher runoff efficiency for any snowmelt or any new rainfall event. What falls on the ground, more of it's going to run off. So that definitely gives us a higher risk for flooding.
Chief of Missouri River Management Division John Remus described it another way.
The analogy I use is a sponge, a wet sponge and a dry sponge. And right now the sponge is pretty wet in the upper basin, so you're not going to be able to get any water to soak in. So as Kevin said, it provides a much higher potential for runoff from a given amount of precipitation.
Doug Cluck with NOAA.
We also call that memory in the soil system, and it takes a while for that to work its way out. It's going to stay high for a while.
The Army Corps of Engineers is planning an aggressive release schedule to maintain flexibility in the system.
Yes, Nancy. The more flood control space that we have early in the spring gives us more ability to maybe shut system releases off, or even intrasystem, manage that so that we do not have to maybe peak releases from the system when there's flooding going downstream. We can hold that water and release it a little bit later on in the year. We will not be holding more water. What will come in will eventually have to go out, but it just gives us a little bit of flexibility. So if we can maybe pull the peak off of a flood downstream, or maybe provide emergency responders an extra day or so to get some materials out there.
The Army Corps recently increased the rate at Gavin's Point Dam by 6,000 cubic feet per second. Meanwhile, levee repairs are proceeding at a feverish pace. A meeting of the Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association will also have their annual meeting tomorrow. Go to our website, kmzu.com, for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.